I'm Lizzie Dunford, Assistant House Steward at Shaw's Corner.
Okay, Lizzie, so we're in at St Lawrence at the moment. Can you just explain to me a little bit about where we're sitting right now?
We are sitting nearly at the bottom of George Bernard Shaw's garden, looking up at the house, which is on a slight terrace just above us. And we've got some beautiful big holly trees and oak trees behind us where George Bernard Shaw's writing hut, which is the most lovely place, very designed for inspiration, sitting behind us. He thought he was very poor. During the war, to help pay off the debts, he was paying vast amounts of tax, so 19 in the pound, so he was paying an awful lot. And his wife had been very, very wealthy. And after she died in 1943, he really didn't think he was going to have any money. So he was paying these vast amounts of tax. He'd lost some of Charlotte's income because that had gone on. And he really didn't think he had that much money. And for a long time in his life, he had been very poor. He came from a relatively poor background, impoverished middle class, and then he moved to London from Dublin when he was 20 and had effectively no money for many years. He didn't move out of his mother's until he was 40 to move in with his wife. But he earned money from writing and things like that, but very much a writer's income. And it grew over, in Shaw's case, literally the decades to be this income. But he really didn't believe that he had that much money. And again, after he died, a lot of it did go in death duties, well over half of it. And then he left various other reasons, but none of it, sadly, to Shaw's Corner.
Was he a generous man, though? Because I notice when I've been in the house before, there's a lot of telegrams sort of dismissing people from wanting money off him, wanting donations, wanting charitable donations.
Yes, he was a very generous man. A lot of those telegrams, they were produced during the last years of his life. But during the earlier years of his life, he was very supportive. He gave a lot of money to Ebenezer Howard, who went on to do the Garden City movement. He invested both in the Garden City movement and in one of Ebenezer Howard's earlier ideas, which was to produce a shorthand typewriter. And he put some money in that, and Ebenezer Howard never paid him back. I think he lent him about £100. And he just said, no, don't worry about it, you keep it. He provided a lot of support, financial and connections and emotional, to young artists. He introduced the young singer Sargent to Robert Ross, the gallery owner, to get to produce his work, and Charlotte as well. They gave Rodin £1,000 to commission the bust of Shaw, but also she says to this letter to Rodin, don't worry if you don't do it, just keep the money towards your art. But he gave a lot of people a lot of money when he was younger, especially struggling actors, producers, people that he knew. He'd put money into things, and he did invest a lot in the local area.